Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, brainy buddies, and curious cats to another electrifying episode of AI in 5, your weekly shot of the hottest AI news in the time it takes to brew a decent cup of coffee, or for some of us, refill it twice. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and I'm thrilled you're joining me as once again we unleash the latest and greatest from the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. This week, we're diving into the delightful dichotomy of super smart algorithms acing math competitions and the surprisingly deep bonds teens are forming with their AI companions. Buckle up, buttercups, because the future is now and it's surprisingly chatty. First up, let's talk brain power, the silicon kind. Remember those grueling math competitions that used to give the nerdiest among us cold sweats? Well, it seems AI is officially ready to grab its TI-84 and join the party. Just last week, both OpenAI and Google DeepMind announced monumental achievements at the 2025 International Mathematical Olympiad, with their experimental AI models achieving gold medal level performance. That's right, these aren't just solving basic equations. They're tackling complex reasoning and abstract problems, the kind that require genuine creative thinking and multi-page proofs. Google's Gemini with DeepThink and OpenAI's latest experimental reasoning LLM both scored 35 out of 42 points, enough for a gold medal. As Melanie Mitchell, a prominent AI researcher and professor at the Santa Fe Institute, often emphasizes regarding AI's reasoning abilities, a pile of narrow intelligences will never add up to a general intelligence. General intelligence isn't about the number of abilities, but about the integration between those abilities, according to her book. While true general intelligence remains pursuit, these IMO results represent a massive leap in integration and abstract problem solving. Are we about to see AI tutors that are actually better at explaining calculus than your college professor, who always seem to be speaking in a secret mathematical dialect? Only time will tell, but it's certainly food for thought. Or should I say, data for processing. Now let's shift gears from complex equations to complex emotions, specifically those of our teenagers. A fascinating and perhaps slightly eyebrow-raising trend has emerged, the rise of AI companions for adolescents. A new study from Common Sense Media, published just this past week, reveals that over 70% of U.S. teens have experimented with AI companions, and more than half use them regularly. Thank you, Associated Press. These aren't just chatbots answering questions. These are platforms like Character AI or Replica designed to be digital friends offering advice, emotional support, and even a sense of companionship. The study found that a remarkable 31% of teens said their conversations with their AI companions were as satisfying or more satisfying than talking with real friends. Again, thank you, Associated Press. While this might sound like a teen's dream come true, an always available, non-judgmental ear, it also raises some serious questions about the evolving landscape of human connection. What happens when AI writes your breakup text, as one teen experienced for a friend? It's a brave new world, folks, and one we need to navigate with both curiosity and caution, ensuring these digital interactions complement, rather than replace, real-world social development. All right, time for a rapid-fire round, the quick hitters you need to know. First up, OpenAI and Oracle's Stargate project. Just last week, OpenAI and Oracle announced a massive partnership to develop 4.5 gigawatts of additional Stargate data center capacity in the United States, a significant step toward OpenAI's goal of investing $500 billion into 10 gigawatts of AI infrastructure over the next 4 years. This is about fueling the next generation of AI with immense computational power, building the superhighways for our digital future. Keep an eye on this space. It's going to be huge. And finally, a quick peek at the ethical crossroads of AI. The buzz around AI bias and those sometimes hilarious, sometimes alarming hallucinations where AI confidently spouts absolute nonsense continues to grow. Recent reports highlight the importance of data quality for unbiased results and the ongoing efforts to detect and prevent these AI hallucinations, which can lead to factual inconsistencies and biased outcomes. Thank you, DataScienceCentral.com and IBM. The push for responsible AI development is gaining momentum, with more researchers and policymakers calling for clearer guidelines and safeguards. It's a reminder that as powerful as AI is becoming, we need to make sure it's also, responsible. And that, my friends, is your AI in 5 for this week. From brainy bots conquering calculus to the evolving relationships between teens and AI, it's clear that the world of artificial intelligence is anything but boring. Join me next time on AI Innovations Unleashed for another dose of the latest AI news, served with a side of wit and a whole lot of wonder. Until then, stay curious, stay innovative, and remember, even if your AI starts acing math, you still get to claim the glory for inspiring.